USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Debate in Congress continues over the separate priorities of foreign aid funding for Ukraine, Israel, and more funding for security at the southern border. Democrats and Republicans are trying to find compromise on legislation, but Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox News he has his doubts.
My fear is that the Senate is on a collision course for the mother of all omnibuses. An omnibus that also includes Ukraine funding, without anything for Israel, and without any addressing of the border.
On Wednesday, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said passing more foreign aid for Ukraine is vital to America's, quote, cold, hard interests, which he said include bleeding Russia's military more. A plane crash in Russia near the Ukraine border as a member of the Russian government crying foul.
An investigation is continuing into a Russian military plane that crashed near the Ukraine border on Wednesday while transporting over 60 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov, speaking through a translator, calls this a Ukrainian criminal act.
Right away, after the aircraft was downed, the Ukrainian side mention yet again their victory.
President Biden is notching a significant endorsement from organized labor this week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, endorsing Biden Wednesday, didn't hold back in his criticism of former President Trump.
He wanted to do a rotation so union auto workers would be begging for their jobs back at lower pay. To screw the American working class!
Fain credited Biden for becoming the first sitting U.S. president to join workers on the picket line last year. UAW members earned major pay raises with a months-long strike against the Big Three automakers last November. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
The justice system is holding parents accountable for a teenage shooter in Michigan. This week, Ethan Crumbley's mother appeared before a judge, Ethan just 15 years old, when he killed four students at a Michigan high school with a gun that his own parents had given him. Jennifer Crumbley's facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the case. Just as election year politics are heating up, The Daily Show will welcome back longtime legend and host Jon Stewart. He's set to return and host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights beginning February 12th as the show continues to search for a new permanent host. Controversy over the Barbie movie is brewing at the Oscars as the women who headlined on the film get snubbed.
While Barbie was nominated for Best Picture, among others, Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera picked up supporting nods. Lead actress Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig were snubbed. That did not sit well with Gosling, being that he said there's no Ken without Barbie. He released a statement voicing his displeasure.
Correspondent Corey Myers, the LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it's losing between $30 and $40 million each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.